This chazar is echin eshabach eches shvag from Yehudim sechaz kedush and daf ayin. Mishnah said Mamzere went up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael as well. How do we know Mamzere went up with Ezra as well? Where it says it can be learned from the pasuk that says that Yehoyachanan, who was the son of a slave and a Jewish woman, was in Eretz Yisrael. This means that he was a mamzer. We see he was in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, what about the view who says that the child of a goy and a Jewish woman is not a mamzer? How will he learn this? Also, maybe we can understand the pasuk to mean that his father was a slave who was married to a Jew, but that Yehoyachanan himself was from a different woman who was not a Jew. Also, even though they were in Eretz Yisrael, how do we know that they were originally involved and went up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra? Rather, Zakhlumar, we know that they were Mamzer from a different pasuk, which says that there were people who went up with them who were like Sedoim, meaning that they were involved in Znus, and therefore they were Mamzerim. Ravo dashes this pasuk to teach that Hashem says, I said that the Yidden should be special to me like the Kruvim, and instead they acted like unfaithful leopards. Others said, Ravo dashen Hashem says, although the Yidden act unfaithful to me, I still love them like the Kruvim. Rabbi Bachana dashes the pasuk to teach, whoever marries a woman who is not fitting for him is considered to have plowed the entire world and planted it with salt. Rabbi Ravad, the name of Rav, dashes the pasuk to teach, if a person marries a woman for her money, he will not have good children, and they will both lose their money in a very short time. Rabbi Ravad said, anyone who marries a woman who is not fitting for him is tied down by Leo and whipped by Hashem. Rice says this as well and adds that a person who claims that others have Pasla Yichas himself has Pasla Yichas. Also, a person of Pasla Yichas never praises other people. Shmuel says he claims others to have the psul that he himself has. The Gemara gives a lengthy story that shows this point. A very short version is a person degraded Rabbi Yehuda and was therefore put into Chayim. They then told Rabbi Yehuda that this person calls people slaves. Rabbi Yehuda therefore announced that this person himself was a slave. This person went to Rav Nachman and asked him to summon Rabbi Yehuda to Bezin. Rabbi Yehuda ultimately went to Rav Nachman and in the conversation corrected a number of words that Rav Nachman used in conversation and disagreed with him when he suggested that when Rav Nachman suggested that his daughter be allowed to serve them. And Rabbi Yehuda said no, and that also Rav Nachman said send regards to his wife, and Rabbi Yehuda said no. He then asked Rabbi Yehuda why he put that person in Chayim. He explained it was because he started up with the of the Rabbanan. He then asked him, why did you announce he's a slave? He would explain, this person was calling other people slaves, and Braisa and Shmuel say that a person who is himself puzzled calls other people by that psul. The person then showed up and said, I am from the royal family of Hashmonoim, so how can you call me a slave? Yehuda said, oh. And Rav Masna later corroborated with Yehuda that Shmuel said that anyone who claims to be from the Hashmonoim family is actually a slave because the entire family was killed out by the slaves, and the last remaining female from the Hashmonaim went up onto the roof and called out she's the sole surviving member of the royal family, and therefore anyone who claims to be from that family is actually a slave, because Herod, the slave, killed out the family and then claimed to be royalty. And this girl, Nebuch, then jumped off the roof to her death. Based on this, Rav Nachman announced that this person is taka the slave. Many marriages involving that person's family were abruptly ended on that day. When Yehuda left, the people of the city wanted to come and stone him for making such this whole tumult problem over here. He told them, if you stay quiet, everything will be good. If you don't, I will reveal what Shmuel said, that half of the people of this city are actually Pasul Yichas. The Gemara quotes announcements of Rabbi Yehuda, Rava, and Rabbi Yosef, in which they said that certain people were Pasul Yichas. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said that hundreds or possibly thousands of slaves posed as Kehanim and married with Kehanim. And if you find a Kohen with Chutzpah, he descends from these slaves. This argues on Rabbi Lazar, who says that Kehanim in general, even pure Kehanim, have Chutzpah by nature. Rabbi Ovin by Rav Adar, the name of Rav Darshan's apostolic to teach, if a person marries a woman who is not fitting for him, when Hashem rests his Shechinah on the Yidden, Hashem will not testify that those people are from his nation. Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Hashem will only rest his Shechinah on the families of pure Yichas. Rabbi Rav Huna dashes a pasuk that regular Yidden have an advantage over Gerim, in that with regular Yidden, Hashem says, I will be their God and they will be my people. But with regard to Gerim, Hashem says, they will be to me for a people and I will be to them for a God, meaning they have to first go to Hashem and then Hashem goes to them. Rabbi Chelboi says that Gerim are as harmful to the Yidden as a sapachas nega. Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, dashes a pasuk to teach that when Hashem will purify the people by separating the people of Pasul Yichas from those of pure Yichas, he will begin with the Levium.